Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 26th of, what is it, May 2008. Today's topic is Moodling Through. It's been a year and a half now since I first started thinking about online learning. Joe introduced me to Jobline, then came a course with the Virtuelle Hochschule Bayern, and finally Margit for the Bayerische Volkshochschulverband. Now, I've had this site with its Moodle section running for about 5 months, and only a few people have signed up, but I'm not worried. Doing Jobline on this site was great. Moodle makes it easy to manage assignments and correspondence, find things, get and send messages, post and read feedback, use links, etc. Everything is neatly organized, very pleasant. No hassle with incoming emails and attachments. So Moodle shines as a platform for a classic teaching setup with the teacher giving and correcting assignments in a virtual classroom. But that's not what I originally intended to do with Moodle, because my teaching is generally much more geared to what my adult learners need ad hoc. Moodle's weaknesses are the weakness of online learning in general, namely that it is exceedingly difficult to create the many dimensions of spontaneous social interaction and learning in a more or less text-based online environment. There are certainly ways out of this narrow use of Moodle, but it means adding more technology to the mix. My real hope is to animate my students to develop their own learning agenda, choosing which content to work with, and becoming far more creative than just posting comments in a forum. I was hoping that people would create projects and dialogues that originated in the forum, but that's not happening. I think the blended mix needs more FaceTime and more playful interaction. There's not a whole lot that people can do in basic Moodle except write in the forum. They'd need to know how to make films and record themselves, etc., but that probably excludes 90% of my students. Then, of course, Moodle is a closed-off platform, so you don't get surprise visitors to add spice to life. Being out on the internet and surfing around is more stimulating than what a small group of people can produce. I first noticed that dilemma when a group of teenagers I was teaching were more interested in finding pen pals than anything that I was posting. I was also hoping that the Moodle blog function would be a hit for writing projects, but few people are born bloggers. They prefer a clear assignment. Using the blog as a personal diary is weird, because the teacher can read your notes to yourself. Unpleasant for the teacher, too, let me tell you. One good way to grow knowledge organically is with a wiki. The teacher can provide a framework for students to fill in alone or in a group. Perfect. But using the Moodle wiki is no fun at all. I've spent hours with it and still can't create a personal wiki for individual students. Oh well. My motto is never give up. Maybe I'll need to incorporate external wiki software instead. Having this blog, which was supposed to just advertise the Moodle block at the back, has naturally kept the students I've invited to join from going to the Moodle course. If you don't have much time for English anyway, and the blog gives you a bit of food for thought, why go through the hassle of setting up an account? Friends tell me my texts are too long, and the English is too difficult. Okay, so maybe I should write in German. No, seriously, I don't want to simplify language here. Language teaching should happen in the courses. This blog should invite you to swim in the big, beautiful ocean of language. But I hope the shorter texts with videos that I've been posting lately will help. Anyway, surfing around those great user groups on Ning and reading the edu blogs, I see that I've only seen the tip of the iceberg in education technology. My colleagues on the other side of the Atlantic are way ahead of me, and I'm looking forward to the next stage of EduTech. I can say, Second Life sucks, and Twitter is a total waste of time. But the cool cats are going there, and I guess I'll just have to keep moodling through. Thanks for listening in this week, and I hope you join me again next week for more on the Island Weekly.